What is going on, friendos? Welcome to another Stunt Granny Audio, this being the preview for WWE Breaking Point live on pay-per-view Sunday, September 13th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. It's Eric and Dusty. What's up, Dusty?
A little too live.
There are a lot of cars here. A few too many cars here.
A little too a lot of cars.
Fuck. Your joke is way funnier.
Oh,
Eric, Dusty, and Adam West here to discuss WWE Breaking Point, presented by Batman, something or other video game. Oh man, what a 7-match card we have here, don't we, Dust?
Oh boy, it's going to be like nothing I've ever seen and probably won't see.
It's going to be like something we've all seen, because Randy Orton and John Cena are wrestling, DX and Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase.
Yeah, I was waiting to get there, but yeah, it's the same fucking match that we've seen for 5 years now.
The card has a mix of typical bullshit and a couple of fresh matches, but we could maybe start at the bottom of this here card that we found at WWE.com. Which apparently we'll just call this the official card for right now, even though John Morrison is going around telling people that he'll be wrestling tonight, but we'll see about that. A match that we've seen many times, including once at WrestleMania 23 and once last month at SummerSlam, the Great Khali taking on Kane in a Singapore Kane match.
Oh!
They are slick as shit here, aren't they? Well, now, okay, Breaking Point. The gimmick being a lot of these matches are submission matches. Not all of them, of course. So where does a Singapore Kane match work its way in?
I don't know. I mean, what, do you get hit with a cane and submit?
I don't
get it.
Is it just that the cane is legal?
I guess that's what it has to be.
I don't know, man. I mean, they could have made it worse. They could have put it on a pole. And then I would have been even more confused. Does the guy who gets it first win, or does he get first crack at his opponent?
Well, using the boss man nail strategy, you just get first crack at your opponent.
Yep, I think so. And as opposed to Sting and Jake the Snake in the coal miner's glove match, where you get it, and then literally you just punch the guy one time and he's out like a light.
Right.
Well,
the glove turns your hand into Ronnie Garvin. So,
I think that was some cold rolled steel. But
I was gonna say, like, the fact that they didn't put this on a poll is proof number two that Vince Russo is no longer booking WWE.
Okay.
If Russo was booking, it would have been Khali versus Big Show on this show.
Yeah. Oh my God.
In a shoot fight. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, right. And then, but then he would have had Runjin Singh on a pole.
Oh, God.
That's Khali's shoot brother.
Yeah. Is this your deal, Big Show?
You big bald bastard.
Oh, God.
He's only bald because he shaves his head. So, I don't know. I'm not real excited for this match for obvious reasons.
No, smart people don't book matches like this. Look, I am in no way a work rate, Mark, but you have to have matches that at least will have a semblance of entertainment to them.
This match did not happen.
This is just two big lumbering dumb fucks.
Yep.
That are going to be clobbering each other. There's no entertainment value whatsoever.
No, really, they're trying to justify giving these guys paychecks anymore. And...
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, they're doing that in the addition-by-subtraction mode by not letting them stink up other matches. So, if nothing else, you know, 7-match card. If we're lucky, we'll only get about 5 or 6 minutes out of this bullshit.
Right, especially if they throw in a Morrison match.
Yeah, oh my God,
I can feel free to cut that down to 2 if they like.
Definitely. I don't know. I mean, we've all seen the build-up for this match, too. Because they built it up for SummerSlam, and now it's just like they put it in neutral and then added a Singapore Kane to it.
I mean, even during the lean years, they only had Yoko versus Mabel once. And Vince was like, oh, yeah.
I see the error of my ways.
Right.
Moving on, I'll have Mabel crush Undertaker's face.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I don't know. Who's going to win this match, Dusty?
So, I don't know. It's a Kane match, so Kane has to win, right?
Okay, yep, I think so.
That's my prediction.
Okay, I think it's only fair. All right, next match on the card, going upward on this WWE.com website for the United States title, champion Kofi Kingston, my favorite, versus The Miz.
Oh, is he going to keep his title, man?
I want to square off against you in the ring, man. Oh, you crazy TV man. Oh, it's okay. I don't hate you. I can't hate anybody. I'm smiling Jamaican retard, baby. Fuck. So,
no, but that's
any...
the problem. There's no real emotion ever conveyed by him.
Yep.
A good babyface has to get, like, real pissed, you know? Like,
right.
Oh, you done wronged me, and I'm going to write it or whatever, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And
mm-hmm.
So this isn't even a feud. This is just a match that was put together because Miz is the guy who's been beaten the least amount of times in the 5-man, 6-man, 7-man matches for the United States title.
Is this the first singles match Kofi's ever had?
I think so. Jesus. Well, good for Kofi Kingston. He finally has a one-on-one match under his belt.
Yeah.
Under his championship belt. And so, I don't know, the Miz, it's we're overdue now for a Miz championship, singles championship win, I think.
Yeah, they really missed the boat with the whole John Cena feud. If they had put him over Cena, even through nefarious means, this match would mean a whole lot more right now.
Yeah, really. That, again, it goes back to not wanting to elevate guys. I mean, there's as much as some people love John Cena, and as much as, you know, as much as we bitch about Triple H, and okay, and sorry, I'm jumping around, but people love Shawn Michaels too, and he's like, who they build up for his brother. There's still a glass ceiling on Raw, and one victory over John Cena for The Miz would have elevated The Miz. It would have elevated this match. It would have created more importance. It would have helped Kofi out because now Kofi is defending his championship against a guy who beat John Cena.
And the most important point, something that they just don't realize, is that it wouldn't have hurt Cena all that much either.
No, it wouldn't. I don't think it would have hurt him one damn bit.
Mm-mm.
Because he would have come back out and he would have read his copy of, oh my god, I'm trying to think of what that little kid's magazine was that we used to read in the fucking doctor's office.
Highlight?
Highlights, there you go. He would have come out and read Highlights magazine in his epic fucking NFL Films voice. Great vengeance and furious anger! And he would have gotten his heat back right away. He could lose to The Miz one time and it would not hurt him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Especially through the memes which are nefarious, which you said. I love a good nefarious meme.
So, but now we got a match that means almost nothing between a guy who just needs to go fucking die some fucking way and Miz, who's been through the ringer a little bit. And
he really lost his momentum when he was banned from Raw for that short amount of time.
Yep.
And then when they brought him back as the Calgary Kid with no build up, nothing in advance, not even like, I don't know, not even an on-screen graphic to let us know the match was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Something to tease us into thinking
odd.
Something... Yeah, they could have teased us into thinking something big was going to happen. And then when we got swerved, then it would have been like, oh, shit. Instead, we just got this weird cold call of a match. And now The Miz is back, and he's got nothing going for him. I don't know. Well, Miz needs to win this match, though. My prediction, honestly, Miz wins.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I want, and that's what I think will happen. I don't think Kofi's going to win this match.
Exactly. Oh, so we're 2-for-2 here.
Okay, there we go. Next match, Mark Henry and Montel Vontae Porter, the MVP, versus the Unified... Uh-oh, I almost said it wrong. Unified Tag Team Champions, Chris Jericho and The Big Show. good season.
I'm legit excited. This sounds like a great one.
Yeah, it should be, because Mark Henry's better than everyone gives him credit for. MVP has shown shines of... Oh, my God, I'm a retard. Shines of greatness.
I thought your life was a retard.
I'm kidding, it is. I'm getting a t-shirt made that says Shines of Greatness. It's going to be magnificent. Well, I don't know what the... something of greatness is what he's shown recently. He beat Chris Jericho on Raw. Mark Henry beat Big Show in a body slam challenge on Raw.
Smart booking.
Yep. Show some vulnerability in your champion. I don't know. What all... You're excited for this match?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jericho's always fantastic, and his team with Big Show, that's been really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as what I've seen, it's been a highlight on the shows lately.
Yeah.
I always liked MVP, and I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Henry, so kind of funny that they're teaming the those people together.
Can't we all just get along, Dusty?
No, we can't.
No, apparently they can't. We can't. That's a topic for Bruce Mitchell's hour on the couch. But no, you're right. You're exactly right. They just, I don't know. Like, they didn't have anything for those two people and put them together. But it seems to be working. I don't know. I don't really have anything against this team. They seem to work well. They have for the couple of times that we've seen them on camera together, they have their little bit of chemistry.
You got to give them credit. I mean, in just this era of, like, throwing teams together, they've found two that seem to gel.
Yep.
They don't. Usually it's just like, well, here's Goldust and Brian Kendrick. Yep. All right. Enjoy.
Yeah. Yep. There's less chemistry there than on my senior year class schedule. I don't know what
the earliest
happened.
I've ever done an audio.
Yeah, trust me. My brain is still working on functioning right now.
Yep,
but,
I'm loaded up on caffeine right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go. The 5-hour energy drink. Pop some Black Beauties and let's do it. I don't know what's going to happen in this match. I don't know who's going to win because Jericho and Show are on a real tear right now. MVP really doesn't need to be... I guess, you know, we're praising the team right now, but we know it's a temporary team. I don't think he really needs to be stuck in this tag team.
Yeah.
I think that if Miz wins the U.S. title, then MVP is a logical next step, and that would be a fine feud. Henry, I have no idea what he'd do, but hopefully not lingered too much in purgatory.
Right.
So I don't know. I guess I see Jericho and Show winning, but I don't know if that's the right choice either.
I think either way, you got a good win. You know, either team that wins. I don't see, especially if Miz is going to win the U.S. title, you got to keep most of the other titles the same. So I'm going to say Jericho and Big Show win. Although, you know, eventually they're going to break up.
Sure. The thing is, they need to protect Mark Henry and MVP if they lose this match. Because those guys are actually both logical contenders for Miz's U.S. title.
Oh, absolutely.
The only other thing I could think
is possible in the match. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. If John Cena wins the WWE Championship tonight, then maybe Mark Henry continues that feud with Randy Orton that he started a few months ago.
That would be fair.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. There's got to be something there. But I feel like Jericho and Show are going to win this match.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 3-for-3, then?
3-for-3, yeah.
Okay. All right, good deal. Well, here's a match that was signed for SummerSlam and was given all of about 7 or 8 seconds, which pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah, you were very happy about that, I remember.
Yeah, I was just as happy as a freaking pig in shit. It was like watching a Kofi Kingston match over here. Christian...
Wow.
Defending his ECW title against William Regal. I think there are 8 matches on the card at SummerSlam, so these guys got 7 whole seconds. Now with 7 matches on the card, hopefully they get about 8 whole seconds.
Yeah, and then the running joke. Like in WCW, Bret Hart would always interrupt a Mexican match.
Yeah. Yep.
If they just kept having 7 second matches every time.
Oh God. Well, yeah. hopefully they're given a good 12 to 15 minutes or so. They have plenty of time.
They have plenty of time, and they certainly have enough talent to fill that time. You know.
Yes. Yes. I'm looking at the rest of the card now. I really want to see Punk versus Undertaker.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about the unified tag team title match as well.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the only thing that excites me about the U.S. title match is that The Miz might win.
Right.
But I feel like this is probably, wrestling-wise, this is probably the best match of the card.
Probably.
Christian versus Regal.
So it's always been technically proficient, and
yep.
Christian's no slouch.
I think these two can go a good 12 or 15 minutes. And Regal, I don't know, I just love watching Regal hand people's asses to them.
Sure.
For a lengthy time. And I feel like he'll probably dominate the match against Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Christian's got some, you know, high-flying young whippersnapper comebacks that the crowd loves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. This should be a really good match. I don't know where Zeke and Vlad really factor in. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the referee does one of those, "You're out of here!" throw them out things in the first couple of minutes.
The referee has every right to throw you out of the building. And he will.
If you don't leave, you're suspended for life. The first time I heard that, I had no idea what the fuck the thing said.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, did the referee just threaten to suspend Sensational Sherry? Woof, woof! Like, did he just bark twice into the microphone?
Woof, woof!
Howard Finkel turns into a rabid dog.
Whoa. I get more turns than my money's you. Worth out of this show.
But, I have a thought, and
yes.
Bear with me here.
Oh.
I think Christian's going to win this match.
Mm-hmm.
I think Christian's going to win this match. But I think his next opponent is going to be Sheamus.
Okay.
Because they're doing a hell of a job of building him up and having him work his way through the ranks.
I agree.
I think that... See, now I'm torn, because I kind of want Sheamus to join up with William Regal and his Regal Roundtable. But at the same time, I want to see Christian versus Sheamus for the ECW belt. So it's like,
right.
how do we connect those? How do we connect Regal and Sheamus without Regal winning the belt?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Well, Regal is pissed that he couldn't win and send Sheamus after him.
Okay, that sounds good.
But why wouldn't he send Ezekiel and Vladimir after him?
Right, yeah, exactly. I don't know, maybe Sheamus takes it upon himself to run down to ringside and try to help.
There you go.
I don't know.
A hired assassin type.
There you go, the Boondock Saints.
Hmm.
He's taking things into his own hands, I guess. I don't know, the fucking possibilities are limitless. Except that there's a limit to them. But,
right.
I don't know. Christian wins. That's my prediction.
Yep, I agree.
Okay.
He'll probably do a high spot, taking out both the big guys on the outside. That'll be exciting.
Yep.
Regal hit a lot of uppercuts.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Yep, there you go.
Good time.
All right. Should be good. Oh, man. Submissions count anywhere. Now we're into what they're considering the main events, because Breaking Point, live on pay-per-view tonight, Sunday, September 13th, 8 p.m. Eastern, features submission matches in the main events on the card. And, of course, because
yeah.
D-Generation X is involved, it's a main event. DX takes on Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase. Submissions count anywhere, Dusty.
Well, if you go to WWE.com/shows/WWE Breaking Point, whose picture do you see? None other than himself, Mr. Main Event, Triple H.
Triple H, yep, even though he's in a damn tag team match.
He's in a damn tag team match, third from the top.
Yep, but he gets the poster.
Wow.
What a jackass.
Seriously, that's out of control. That's gotta fucking stop.
Yeah. They need
just
somebody
the
else to
on
sell
the
pay-per-views. Yeah, hell yes, absolutely. The only rationale I can see there is that they didn't want to give away that they were bringing Undertaker back.
Yeah.
So then, you know what? Put John Cena on the poster or something. I don't fucking know. Or
yeah,
Punk. Put Punk on the poster.
Oh, shit, that'd be awesome.
Yep.
His first poster.
But, I don't know. DX, submissions count anywhere. I guess Shawn Michaels uses the Crippler Crossface. I've seen Triple H use the Indian Deathlock before. Rhodes and DiBiase. I don't know. DiBiase knows the first half of Dream Street is the Million Dollar Dream.
Right.
And Cody Rhodes couldn't wrestle his way out of fucking Jenna Maraska's wet paper bag.
Gee, I wonder who's taking the job in this one.
Yeah.
Mm.
My son, the fruit of my loins. I don't know. This match it'll be a big spectacle. They'll go all over the place. They'll brawl all over the arena.
I'm sure it'll be an okay match. I'll never want to see it again.
Right, yeah. It'll probably...
But,
what was their SummerSlam match? Like 22 minutes or something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, this will be another 20-minute spectacle. And like I said, they'll just go all over the place. They'll wrestle on top of anvil cases. They'll wrap, you know, live electrical cords around each other's necks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, Triple H will put Cody Rhodes in a version of the camel clutch using a big microphone cable, and he'll rear back, and Cody Rhodes will quit, and that'll be the end of it.
There we go.
And the lack of any sort of forward movement for Legacy will continue. How awesome is that?
And DX will tell penis jokes. All right.
God damn it. What a fucking bunch of bullshit. We settled DX wins this match?
Yeah.
All right.
DX wins. Probably Triple H making Cody submit.
Yeah.
Although it wouldn't surprise me if it was Michaels making Cody submit.
That's possible. Well, I don't know. I bet somewhere Bob Holly is wishing he was still making Cody Rhodes submit. But that's a fetish site for another time.
Yeah.
All right, WWE Championship, Randy Orton, the champion, defending against John Cena in an I Quit match. As Gordon Solie once said, and as Jim Ross said on, I think it was Jim Ross. No, I think it was a douchebag Michael Cole, actually, on Superstars, stole the line from Gordon Solie. 5 letters, 2 words, I quit.
Nice.
And, of course, Solie actually made it sound dramatic.
Michael Cole made it sound asinine.
Yeah.
But this match is done to death, and they need to get past it, really.
Yes. Yeah.
They really need to get past it, and I hope this is the last time we see it for a long time. John Cena wins, I hope, in pretty decisive fashion, and then, like you said, let's get Randy Orton in there against Mark Henry or something.
Yeah,
something different.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, because like you said, keep them apart for a while. A while, unfortunately, probably just means WrestleMania to these people.
Right.
But even worse than that, a while probably only means until they're on opposing teams in Survivor Series in November.
Yep.
I don't know, man. We need MVP and The Miz to get elevated bad.
Oh, God. You know, MVP versus John Cena would be really interesting.
Hell yeah. John Cena versus The Miz again would be interesting.
Oh, yeah, if they did it right.
If they took it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Actually, I can just see John Cena winning this match. And I agree. John Cena needs to win. I bet he will, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way that they can book John Cena to saying the words, I quit. Whereas...
Right.
Randy Orton goes in and out of being a chicken shit heel often enough.
Yep.
Where, okay, it's September. He can say, I quit. And he can give up the belt.
Right.
And he can run
John
scared with his tail tucked between his legs.
Champion.
Yeah. And the people would never say, I quit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then, but John Cena wins. Miz wins his belt. And then they have a champion versus champion match on Raw tomorrow night, and then fucking John Cena obliterates him in 3 minutes.
Yep.
Bastard. I don't know. There's really not much more we can say about this match, though, because we've said it all for the last fucking 3 years.
I'm so sick of talking about it.
I'm just
exasperated. Like, how can you think it's a good idea to put these guys against each other that often?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I guess I don't know. I don't know the pay-per-view numbers, but, you know, I'm sure they could do better by moving on.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what, you know, Austin, you know, they kept giving him fresh opponents and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Michaels and then Dude Love and then this guy and that guy, you know, come on.
Yep. Yeah, and then when he hit the Undertaker Kane rut, you know,
yeah,
that was one thing. But then he moved on from that, too, because he started facing The Rock.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We didn't get fucking 3 years straight of Undertaker versus Steve Austin.
Well, and then they went back to The Rock after taking a break for a few months, you know?
Yeah, yep. And they went back to Undertaker, too, but by then, Undertaker had become the devil worshiper.
Yep, yep.
Which was fine, because that just meant, you know, a little bit of evolution in his character.
Right, yeah, give Russo credit for freshening things up, at least, you know?
Yeah, as opposed to Orton, who, for the last how many years, has just continued to grimace into the camera unemotionally.
And we seriously need to get to the bottom of why it takes him so fucking long to walk through the ring. I mean,
maybe
it's like a 5-year-old kid with autism got bonked in the head with a hammer, you know?
Oh, my God, yeah, really. What's that stuff for your joints? Procosamine? Maybe he needs some of that.
Maybe.
Or maybe he needs some, what's that shit for osteoporosis that Sally Field always pushes? Boniva.
Yep, there we go.
He needs a good shot of Boniva and some B12, maybe some cortisone. Fucking, maybe a goddamn Max Moon rocket pack on his back or something.
I don't know, something.
That's probably why, what's the fucking match? Christian versus Regal is going to go 7 seconds again tonight because Randy Orton's going to take 20 minutes to walk down the aisle.
Right. Like, he better get started during Christian versus Regal, or else he's just not going to make it, you know?
I think the Iron Sheik.
It's going to be like midnight.
Yeah. We're watching the replay that they show immediately after the pay-per-view. Like, picture in a picture, Randy Orton still walking.
Oh, no.
What a jackass. Well, yep. Here's to hoping John Cena wins. I bet he does. It's again, you can't have John Cena say the words, I quit.
Exactly.
So, that is that. And then the final match on the card, at least at WWE.com/everythingDusty said, for the World Heavyweight Championship, your title holder, CM Punk, versus the returning Undertaker in a submission match.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to this. This is interesting to me.
Yeah, this is going to be good. Punk, goddamn, I know it's been said in a few audios recently, but, you know, 5 years ago, if you would have told me that CM Punk was defending the world title against the Undertaker on pay-per-view, I might have believed you, but I would have had a good giggle.
No, but there would have been no way.
Right, yeah. But apparently there is a way, because it's happening tonight, and that's pretty damn awesome.
He's done a very good job of retaining the good elements of his indie character while also adapting to WWE style.
Yeah.
It's been the perfect gel for him. And I'm very happy to see it, because I always enjoyed his work in ROH. He was a bright spot.
Yeah, oh yeah. I remember going to the show in St. Paul in April of 2004 and leaving and telling everybody how great CM Punk and Colt Cabana were.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Punk was the best heel on the show by a country.
Absolutely.
And so here he is, like you said, getting to show his wares and his wily ways in the WWE.
I'm so happy they're letting him run as a heel, because he's a good baby face and all, but he's just an amazing heel. So.
Yep. Yep, that's right. And
mm-hmm.
He's such an ass that, you know, this is a thing where your average fan is probably going to they're going to want to see Undertaker kick his ass.
Yep.
And so they're going to get a good probably 20-minute competitive match out of these two.
Sure.
And it'll be interesting to see how the character of Punk reacts to the character of the Undertaker in the ring. I think that's probably the most interesting part of this match for me.
There you go.
Because we know how straight-edge Punk feels about drug addict Jeff Hardy.
Right.
So now it's like, what does heel, kind of MMA, kind of asshole, kind of cheater CM Punk, how does he feel about, you know, iconic Undertaker, you know, whatever, you know what I mean.
Right. And there's not a lot about Undertaker's character that you can get morally outraged about.
Right.
Unless you dig back to the devil worship stuff, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. What will Punk latch onto? But, yeah, I don't know. They've had a couple weeks of build. And really,
yeah.
It's just really the build for this match has been Undertaker wants to kick CM Punk's ass.
Right.
And
which
again,
is great.
Because that's what the fans want, so give it to them.
Yep.
I have this weird feeling that Punk is going to retain. I don't know how.
Well, this is where we part because I think Undertaker's going to take the title.
Okay. Do you have a
feeling? More than a feeling.
Because I can't think of a finish for my outcome.
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting to see how they even just book it, you know?
Yep. Oh,
and
you know what?
I'm talking about getting a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. booking the match. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't remember. I wish I could remember who said this because I'd like to be able to give them credit. But somebody, and I think they said it out loud to me, so it might have been you, or it might have been Jordan, or Steve, or Derek, or somebody recently.
Sure.
CM Punk should break out the ether in this match.
Yes.
That might be the key to victory, is the chloroform? Chloroform? Just a thought. I'm putting that out there. Punk wins with the ether.
I like it a lot.
All right. So you and I agree on 6 of the 7 outcomes.
Yes, we do.
All right, cool. Well, we'll
and
see
I'd
what
like
happens.
To see Punk retain because he hasn't had the title long enough.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
We'll see. Anything else about this card, Dusty?
Well, no, you pretty much covered it. There's a couple really interesting matches and there's a couple people I'd like to see, like The Miz and Morrison, if they stick them in there somewhere, but they're not necessarily going to have good matches, but...
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's still room
sounds
for
like
more.
Sounds like a thumbs in the middle kind of card.
Thumbs in the middle? Yeah, I can see that. If anything pushes it over thumbs in the middle, it's going to be Punk Undertaker.
Yeah, I mean, if anything pushes it down, it's going to be Akali Kane.
Shit. Oh, Lord. On that note, on that downer, I think it's time to wrap up this preview of WWE Breaking Point. So hopefully everyone's neighbors orders it, and you can peep through the window and check it out. So I'm going to sign off, and then I'm going to head to the Renaissance Fair for a while. And then when I get back, I'm going to watch Manly Football and eat nachos.
That's right. And I just got off the phone with Joe Flacco, and he says he's going to carve up the Kansas City defense like so many pumpkins. on Halloween, and unfortunately for you, Eric, and so for Eric Nelson, I'm Dusty Giebing. This has been Stunt Granny Audio Preview Edition of Breaking Point. We will try to do better next time.